If only to be a reasonable.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to the Raptors Reasonables Podcast. I'm your host, Blake Murphy. Joining me is Eric Green for what I guess we could call a mini episode or a PSA episode. Eric, how's it going, buddy?
It's going all right. How are you, Blake?
I'm doing well. I did some work this morning while I watched the Raw after WrestleMania.
Okay, so
a pretty good Raw.
So let me just say I haven't seen the last hour yet. So okay. Let's not get further into that.
Only part I care to talk about is did you see Sammy?
I didn't see his match, but I saw him come out for his match. That's where I paused.
The post match is excellent, and it's how I feel about each and every one of you.
Okay, well, I will soon have more context for that.
Yeah, that could mean one of two very different things.
I love Sami Zayn. He's so entertaining.
Me too. Eric, I don't want to talk that much about WrestleMania. One, because, you know, we're within 48 hours here. Maybe we shouldn't. Look, no one cares about WrestleMania spoilers, but mostly this is a Raptors podcast. More importantly, today we have some news, which is why we're dropping this kind of mini episode. You've maybe seen some tweets about it, or Eric and I retweet, or other Toronto or national writers that you follow on baseball or hockey or basketball tweet about this. Moving forward, after this podcast, Raptors Reasonables, will now exclusively be at The Athletic. And what that means for you guys is you're obviously very, very welcome to come over and listen to it there. For the purposes of this specific podcast, Eric is getting a new mic. We are going to have a producer, so the audio quality should be better and more consistent. The goal is probably not for the playoffs, because there would be so much playoff talk to talk about, but we want to mix up the format a little bit and maybe bring in some guests from time to time, and The Athletic's going to kind of put the resources behind it to make this more than Eric and I just talking whenever our schedules allow. So the first full episode on The Athletic side will come out Friday. We'll do them intermittently throughout the playoffs as the playoffs dictate. And then next season, we will probably be a once a week on a set day. We will figure all of that out after. There's just no sense in the playoffs being like, oh, we'll do one every Tuesday. And then, you know, the Raptors drop a game six on Tuesday night and there's no podcast for a week or something like that. So we'll do them as they see fit. So for you, the listener, the audio quality should be better. The podcast should be it'll be mostly the same, but you might get the odd episode that's a little spicier or has a guest or something like that. The big change from how you listen is that all of The Athletic's podcasts are going to be on The Athletic app or website, which means if you are an iTunes or Spotify listener or something like that, you will not be getting this podcast into those feeds anymore. This will be the last one that comes in your feed, which is why we wanted to do this kind of information session so that you don't suddenly see them disappear and wonder where they are. They'll all be on The Athletic app. That is a transition, I understand. I also understand that many of you that listen to this podcast don't yet subscribe to The Athletic. And without giving you the hard sell that we could have been giving you on this podcast every week, there is a 40% discount code to go along with this podcast launch. I'll tweet it out shortly after. I'll tweet it out in the same link that we tweet this out. So just check my Twitter account. You can get 40% off if you're not already a subscriber to The Athletic. I think we'll probably have a 40% playoff discount code as well. So if you click one of our articles and are so inclined to subscribe or do a free trial or whatever, there will be discount codes there as well. So that's the big change. From a wider perspective, The Athletic is investing in podcasts kind of from the ground up on a couple of different fronts. They want the kind of localized coverage like we do on the writing side, and having Eric and I do a Raptors podcast, and having, I'm very excited about Andrew Stoughton and Drew Fairservice are bringing Birds All Day over. The Leaf Report has already been up and running, and they got a much spicier budget for their graphic, whereas for our new art is two word arts of dinosaur and basketball smushed together. But it should be really cool. And then on the baseball national side, Jonah Carey's podcast is coming over. There are NHL national podcasts. The Count the Ding guys are on board. There's going to be a lot of podcast content. So if you're a podcast person in general, I think this is going to be a net positive move once you've made the kind of listenership adjustment to listening in the Athletic app instead of on iTunes or Spotify. If you are not willing to make that transition and you are not a subscriber, Eric and I are still on Twitter, and we are still, well, I will answer your questions on Twitter. We still hope to be engaged with you in some way. Eric, did I miss anything? Do you want to add anything to that?
The promo code, I believe, is theathletic.com/podcasts40. That's podcasts 40. But again, we'll both tweet it out. I mean, we're excited. It, you know, if you care about our lives, it probably makes, you know, Blake's life a bit easier since he doesn't have to do the small amount of production he does currently. You know, it's nice to have some professionals on board, and it will be nice to be have some to have some structure. But you're going to be getting, you know, the foundation is going to be the same. You know, it's not like we're going to stop taking weird tangents or talking about what we want to talk about or talking about what you want to talk about. And, you know, we're biased, but we think The Athletic is an awesome deal for sports fans in this city and really anywhere. But, you know, even if you're just a Raptors fan and don't care about anything else, we'd like to think that The Athletic's a pretty good deal. So come by, read some content, absorb some content through your ears. We hope you continue with us.
Speaking of content, we will. This is the proper podcast portion of this mini podcast. Eric, today is the day of game 82. We have 81-80 seconds of what we're going to know about the team. I think the team, even though they still need the win to secure home court against Golden State, will probably go into this last game at the Minnesota Timberwolves at something like 70-80% speed. No one is managing their loads as of this recording, but I don't think they'll go in full bore. But we have most of the information that we're going to have about the Raptors at this point. And on Monday, I dropped an enormous data dive that looked back at all the studies we've kind of done throughout the year. And when there were concerns about Lowry and Leonard's fit together or the rebounding issues or who starts or the three-point shooting, a lot of topics we've talked about on this podcast throughout the year, I kind of refreshed all of those. On the more fun side, you have something coming, I believe, tomorrow, your annual end-of-season awards. Obviously, we don't want to spoil those, but can you do, like, kind of what the Oscars and Grammys do, and there are, like, a couple of off-article awards that you give out, like the technical production awards that you give out the night before, and then there's just, like a rolling caption screen of the winners?
You know, I can tell you what the awards are, and then, you know, we can talk about one or two of those. We've got Play of the Year, and this is mostly just an aesthetic award, not so you're trying to strip the play of its meaning and just say what was the coolest play that, you know, the Raptors were involved with this year.
I thought we established that it was when I threw Phil Handy a very good chest pass before the game the other day, and he complimented my chest pass. That has
well,
to be.
Well, it might be. It might be. I don't want to give away the winners.
That's true.
Your best and worst individual performance of the season. Best individual performance by an opponent. Best game, and we're talking from an entertainment standpoint. Best victory, worst defeat. Most pleasant surprise, least pleasant surprise. The Amir Johnson Award for most underappreciated Raptor. Such winners, past winners include Amir Johnson and the moment of the year. So that's sort of when you do, when you put all the context into something that happened, you know, what you come up with. You know, it's approaching it is a lot more interesting, like that is a lot more interesting to me than just saying who was the most valuable Raptor and who was the best defender. Because, I mean, the best defender is actually an interesting topic.
You did not give a best defender award away?
No, we can talk about that.
It's
though.
Danny Green.
Yeah, I think I would say he has real plus minus, his defensive real plus minus. Last I looked, he ranks first among shooting guards in the league.
Yeah, I so one of the first questions I looked at.
I know you're not crazy about that. That metric.
Yeah, it's fine. It's useful. I just prefer player impact plus minus, which also rates him really highly.
Yeah.
The change being player impact plus minus is not available somewhere. People can look it up quickly.
Yeah.
So Danny Green, in the piece that I did Monday, the data dive, the first thing I looked at was positional versatility. because everyone was, I think, pretty excited for how flexible the Raptors were going to be. And not only has Danny Green spent at least 10% of his possessions guarding across four different positions, he has also, on average, guarded the player on the opposing team with the highest usage rate and the highest offensive player impact plus minus, all while posting a very robust defensive player impact plus minus of his own. And then beyond those catch-all impact stats, obviously Danny Green's on-off numbers have been insane this year. And if you do, you know, if you go into the Wowie analysis and things like that, it's like, oh, does the team suffer when Lowry sits or Leonard sits, or what should the staggering pattern be? And it's something Daniel Hackett at Raptors HQ has started calling the Danny Green problem, where no matter the combinations, once you take Danny Green out of it, everything looks less good. And part of that is that he's been really good defensively this year, taking on the toughest defensive assignments.
Yeah, absolutely. And to do that and have, you know, the shooting season he's having makes him incredibly valuable.
He's exhausting.
And, you know, he sort of retweaked his ankle on whatever day that was.
Sunday?
What's today? Tuesday?
Today's Tuesday. also, when we move over to The Athletic, we'll get with the podcast, we'll get Eric a calendar. The consistent running, Eric has no idea what we're what day we're recording on. That bit is not coming with us.
It's not a running gag. No. I think we might be surprised by it it traveling. Yeah, he's been awesome. I don't think he'll make defensive All-NBA defensive team or All-Defense team, just because I'm not sure that he's seen at that level. Despite Kawhi Leonard having, you know, sort of an average, or for him, like a below average defensive season. And, you know, it's not something I'm worried about. I think there's a lot of energy conservation going on there.
Plus the Athletic's player poll that polled 120 some odd NBA players. Those players still, on average, rated Kawhi Leonard as the best defensive player in the league.
In case you've ever wondered if players should get more of a vote in you know, actual awards. Not to slam the players. I just think, you know, like a lot of people, they tend to be, they tend to absorb things like a year late in the midst of a season. They're just more concerned with how they're doing, I would say. But I'd say that Kawhi Leonard is probably more likely to end up on an all defense team than Danny Green.
I would say part of that might also be that the guard field is pretty loaded.
Yeah.
There are a lot of.
Do you think anybody will make it?
No, I think the Raptors' streak of no all defense continues.
Incredible.
Because I think you'll have some people who see the Raptors fourth in defense and enjoy this versatility and either give Kawhi the respect vote or want to get a Raptor on there. And then between Danny Green, Pascal Siakam, and Kawhi Leonard, Siakam, whose case I don't really. You've been even more unenthused with his defensive progress this year. I think he's very good possession to possession, and then on some key possessions, he has some stuff to work out.
Yeah.
I think Danny Green has a better case than Siakam, but I've seen people make the Siakam case, so I could see a case where, you know, those three all get votes, but because people aren't going to put, you know, two or three Raptors on the team.
Yeah. The old vote split.
Yeah, that's tough. But yeah, guard is low. Like I think Bledsoe and Marcus Smart are probably going to get first team. And then the second team list you could write out is enormous. So Danny Green's in that mix, though.
Who'd you say would be with Marcus Smart?
Eric Bledsoe.
Oh, yes. He's good.
Very good.
But can he do it in the playoffs?
Maybe we'll find out. Maybe we'll find out.
Well,
in terms of the playoffs,
we'll probably find out.
Yeah.
Somehow.
So look ahead to Eric's. I don't want to give too many of the other ones away, but look ahead to Eric's end of season awards.
I love writing this. It's just a nice way to, what I ask people for play of the year candidates, and I'd like totally forgotten, for example, about the double block against Boston. That's not my choice, but I think a lot of ways when you throw in the crowd noise, it should be the choice, but I just think something else was more amazing. But that was right up there. And in terms of just moments, that was a pretty great we're here moment. And this is how this team's going to be. Anyway,
Yeah, I digress. It's fun. So look for that Wednesday. In terms of the playoffs, we could do like a fifth straight podcast talking about potential playoff opponents. Eric and I wrote a text version of this Reasonless podcast last week, looking, kind of weighing the different potential playoff opponents. It's down to Detroit, Orlando, and Brooklyn. There are still 64 different scenarios that could play out after tonight. That will be down to 8. So I'm going to suggest that we just wait and look at it after the number of scenarios falls from 64 to 8. Because 64 is a lot of scenarios to go through.
Yeah. Orlando's a better than a 50-50 proposition, according to Jacob Goldstein. I would put it lower just based on what I sort of think is more likely, but the numbers are what the numbers are.
Look, I'm just going to say it. I know I shouldn't have a preference or whatever. I have come around to where I want Brooklyn to be the opponent because I am already dreading the takes if it's the Pistons, and I want to be able to root for the Magic in the first round because I enjoy them so much. They've been weirdly like my most watched league pass team this year. And I want to see like Vucevic and T. Ross and Jonathan Isaac. And Ken Birch. I want to be able to root for them. Not root for them. Sorry, but like enjoy. Like because I'm not obviously supposed to have a rooting interest in these series.
You can enjoy basketball in a certain way.
Yeah, I want to watch and be like, oh, it's really cool that Terrence Ross is dropping 30, or Ken Birch is making his own case for all team or all second team defense or whatever. Yeah. And not have it in the back of my head be like, oh no, this is going to kill my mentions.
It's just, it's great. Whoever the Raptors play, they'll either be playing Dwayne Casey and Detroit and Ed Stefanski, another former Raptors employee. The Boss and Damari Connection. See what I did there.
It's bad. It's as bad as the NBA.
Boss and Hug Connection. Or WWE version, yeah. I'll have to find a way to make Damari shorter, but I'm just not sure how we do that. Like, cause that's just what his name is, in Brooklyn. And then you've got DJ Augustin revenge series, Jeff Weltman, Terry Ross. Oh baby.
Yeah.
What, it's gonna be fun no matter what an exploration of Raptors teams past.
The playoffs are fun.
Yeah. I too want Brooklyn, mostly for selfish reasons.
Yeah, you want to be in Brooklyn.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Michael Frazier got called up by the Rockets.
I don't know.
Remember the other day when Nick Nurse made a joke about Chris Boucher? He was like, oh, MVP Defensive Player of the Year. Who won Most Improved? He should have won that too. And I said the answer, and everyone kind of just
groaned
and
looked at me.
Yeah, it was Michael Frazier.
Well, now we should just sing the Frasier theme song.
Yeah, that's our new. That's basically our new. So the part of the move over to The Athletic, we can no longer rip off a chunk of a song from The National. So we will have.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, guys, for the years. Appreciate it. The Desner brothers and
our close personal white wine drinking friends, The National.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't believe it, but Steve wouldn't let me just use something off of Morbid Stuff for our entrance theme either. So.
Why doesn't he just like create a guitar lick for us?
That's what he did for the guys at Sportsfeld.
Oh.
And have you listened to that podcast since they relaunched?
I haven't listened to the new one. I did love it back in the day, and I've just got a certain rotation of podcasts going. Yeah. But when I run out of those or when the mood strikes, I will strike it back up.
Anyway, their new entrance theme is Steve playing a guitar riff and me just like screamo screaming the name Sportsfeld. It's that email chain with Tyler. I was not joking. Would have actually. So, guys, my pitch for our entrance theme was just like some ambient background noise and me just like guttural screaming a bunch of sports words and Walter. And that's pretty much it. It got rejected. Can you believe it?
I personally would like the Big Show's theme music. But again, there's a copyright issue there.
I'm sure there is, yeah. So instead, we have something Frasier adjacent, which is great.
Yeah.
Thank God I'm Frasier. Sorry, that's going to confuse you even more. It's still Tuesday. It's not TGIF. Okay, we should wrap this up because this was supposed to be a short, just like information episode. But yeah, so my big deep data dive went out Monday, Eric's end of season awards. go up Wednesday. Obviously, starting Thursday, we'll have as much preview content for the playoff series as we can manage in that quick turnaround, because we're not going to know who the Raptors play until late Wednesday night. So check out The Athletic Toronto for all of that written. And moving forward, this podcast will only be on The Athletic, with, I think, 20 more podcasts are launching this week under The Athletic banner, including the Birds All Day guys, including the Leaf Report guys, including a lot of fun national stuff with the Count the Dings guys and Zach Harper and that group. So hopefully you come join us over there, theathletic.com/podcasts40 for 40% off if you haven't subscribed before. And obviously feel free to reach out with any questions that are not on the technical side of, can I get this in Android Auto or whatever, because I don't have the answers to those. Send those to the Athletic HQ Twitter account or support@theathletic.com. They will have the answers for those. We will have content answers for you, though, like how many games are the Raptors going to lose in the first round and how much panic will set in if they drop a game one, and the it still exists, even though they got the 5:30 start time each of the last 2 years. Will the NBA screw the Raptors with a 12 p.m. tip-off, which I'm always in the minority of really enjoying those.
I love them. That noon start was awesome on Sunday. Yeah. I was all about that live.
Especially on WrestleMania Sunday, so I can get out of there in time to eat my body weight in snacks.
What a mitzvah performed by the Toronto Raptors, just having us, you know, out of that arena by 4:30 at the latest. Beautiful. To indulge in a 7-hour wrestling extravaganza.
So
my one quick complaint,
okay,
is between the match and the entrances and the video packages, we did not need 50 minutes devoted to Batista and Triple H.
I would have preferred is just play the Stuber trailer like 20 times. Stuber in theaters soon. They're going to be the first sponsor on the podcast. No, we're not. Obviously, the whole thing with The Athletic is ad-free. Stuber will not be sponsoring the podcast, unfortunately. But
yeah,
I will be probably seeing it because it looks ridiculous. It's like you remember the Jamie Foxx, Tom Cruise movie Collateral?
Yes.
It's like that, but a comedy. It's and like the fact that this movie was created by someone like probably getting high and being like, what if an Uber driver's name was Stu? Would you call it a Stuber? And then they were just like, okay, that's a movie now. Let's see if we can get Drax to be in it.
What an elevator pitch.
Yeah. Yeah. What if the guy's name is Stu?
That's, you know, it's like that old theory that like you just think of a title and then you write the script from there. It's definitely happened many, many times in Hollywood history.
Yes, most recently, including with Stuber.
Yeah, including The Green Mile. I was just thinking of a movie that obviously that was not the case.
Yes. Okay. So all of that coming on the written side this week. Playoffs around the corner, obviously, the podcast change. And then Friday, if you join us over at The Athletic, we will have a full series, first round series preview podcast with Eric and I think up Friday, first thing Friday morning. So come over, check that out. We hope you do, and we look forward to talking to you there. If not, thanks for listening to this point. Eric, thanks for hopping on, buddy.
See ya. If only to be a reasonable man.